There have been another Big Ten game. Michigan State is had to postpone another game. Xavier and UConn have had to be postponed. That were, even though it's the middle of January, and there's still a lot of time to go before you get to March, almost feels like in college basketball, we're in the grind it out phase. And we're going to be in this phase for a while. Just grind it out. Hope you get to play once or twice a week and make it to the finish line. Where if you are a NCAA team, tournament team, you are good enough and healthy enough when you get to March that you're in a position to be selected and then go to Indiana. Just, I don't know.
But you know what?
You're not, when you see games that are postponed, I mean, what good does it do to be angry, disappointed, thankful? I don't know. I mean, Omaha was supposed to play at home this weekend against South Dakota State. Those games got postponed. They got canceled. They will not make those games up. I mean, what am I going to be mad? I think in Nebraska's case, and they have a lot of cases, it's to the point of, okay, we're not only in the grind it out phase, but maybe see you next year. It's just, we're all adapting. Like Villanova, for example. Villanova is considered one of the best teams in the country. You know, Villanova has not played since December. Villanova will play tomorrow night against Seton Hall. They've been off nearly a month, and they will play a game tomorrow night. We've talked about DePaul. DePaul never seems to play. But what a brutal start to Fred Hoiberg's career at Nebraska. They haven't had success on the floor. When this all started back in March, Fred's coaching against Indiana, and you can see that he is ill on the sidelines, and that's the last Big Ten tournament game. Now, this year, where Nebraska leading into the season, they had, I think, maybe two cases, but now that they've gotten into the season and we've hit the month of January, more have added up. And the concern with the head coach who, you know, he's got a ticker issue, who I think goes above and beyond to keep himself safe, which just shows you that you can only do so much. You worry about him. It's just been a rough start to his coaching career at Nebraska. And I know, I would be very surprised if Nebraska is scheduled to play on the 30th again. Depending on the number of players, I wouldn't be surprised if that game is put off to the side. If Nebraska doesn't play until February, and then in the grind-it-out phase, you're like, whew, just get us to some normalcy next year. New faces, let's do this over again. Think about Fred is he still is extremely popular over in the state of Iowa. I know when that was put out yesterday, when he tweeted out his personal statement, and then the statement came out from the basketball program about the number of staff and players that had tested positive or were in quarantine. I had friends from Iowa go, is he okay? And I said, I only know from the statement he made. So he's really popular over there. And then you have an Iowa State program that's not doing well. People saying, hey, Fred, would you like to come back to Ames? But I actually think as poor as Nebraska has been, Nebraska basketball might be in a better spot than Iowa State is right now. So don't expect Nebraska basketball for a while. Creighton is back at it on Wednesday night. They take on Providence. Then they get UConn on Saturday. UConn's not playing a midweek game. And we'll see what the health of Marka Zagorowski is after Creighton fell to Butler in a strange game. I told you Butler doesn't score. And then I should have remembered that weird things happen at Hinkle Fieldhouse, where Creighton has lost four in a row. You have a smattering of fans. And maybe Butler has gotten over their COVID phase, where they went through a choppy period, and now guys are coming back. They're playing on a regular basis. Aaron Thompson, who was a thorn in the side of Creighton, playing 41 minutes in that overtime victory. He created some havoc. Maybe he's getting better. It's just a It's a grind it out. We're in the grind it out phase, I think, and you're going to sit back and you're going to grind it out for a long time just to try and make it to March. But that was not a – if Marcus Zagorowski is available for Creighton, probably things at the end of the game go a little bit better. More of the ball is in the hand of somebody who has more of an awareness of time and score. But, hey, it's a make-or-miss sport, and, you know, it's the bad shots that'll get you and the bad decision-making. And Creighton had some bad shots and some bad decision-making at the end of the game, and they had to navigate through a choppy game that sometimes when the whistle would blow, George, you would go, huh? But if you're a top 10 team, you're not going to sit back and go, well, the officials cost us. But I would further investigate what the heck happened at the end of regulation with a shot clock. To not review that is unacceptable. And doesn't mean that Creighton would have had the ball with 4 or 5 seconds to go and they would have come down and made a shot and they win another close game on the road in the Big East. But that was clearly an issue. So we'll see. Later on this week, we'll talk more Creighton basketball. But Providence is in on Wednesday, and then UConn is in on Saturday. But UConn not playing this weekend. I don't even know what to expect out of Villanova tomorrow night. To not play a game for that long. And they've been on, so I think it's UConn and Villanova, both three different times, have been on pause. UConn's game midweek being paused is being postponed is not on them. It is more on Xavier. All right, 109. When we come back, as Nebraska football continues here in the month of January, the early enrollees have arrived. What does it all mean? And I want to expand on something that Shafe and I got into about Thomas Fedoni when you return. Plus some emails and some tweets. Your thoughts on the weekend in the NFL, whether it be George's Green Bay Packers beating John Bishop's L.A. Rams, the Bills beating the Ravens. Hey, nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills, who I think are America's team. See what I got to put up against, George? Yeah. This weekend, as a Chiefs fan, I got to play America's team. Everybody loves the Bills. Oh, man, I don't know that the Chiefs even have a chance this weekend. Mm. They don't get Schwartz or Watkins or Edwards-Helaire back. I mean, Le'Veon Bell doesn't seem to be real interested. Thank God for Williams. Man, I don't know that we got a shot. Oh. I mean, the Bills are America's team. They've captured the hearts of America. Might as well just send them to Tampa to play the Packers. Mm. The run was good. I enjoyed my Super Bowl last year. Mm. I enjoy that my kicker who cannot make a field goal or an extra point wears double gloves. I don't know if that's a boss move or WTF.
Right.
Yeah. But, George, remember this. From a fortune cookie that I once got, that I'm sure that Andy Reid, who has had a fortune cookie or two, has gotten the same message. Mm-hmm. Fortune favors the bold.
I like it.
In bed.